Hello and welcome to Horizon Magazine. I'm your host, Mariam Haqju. Well, today is a special day because it is the birthday of our Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the birthday of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So it is doubly special. Stay tuned for the program and don't go anywhere.
Ya Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, Ya Muhammad. يا رسول الله يا نبي الله يا حبيب الله يا أمين الله
Muhammad, peace be upon him, was born in the year of 570 CE in the town of Mecca, a mountain town in the high desert plateau of Western Arabia. His name derives from the Arabic verb hamada, meaning to praise, to glorify. He was the first and only son of Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib and Amina bint Wahab. Abdullah ibn Muttalib died before Hazrat Muhammad's birth. The precise date of his birth is disputed among the historians, but Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, had declared the week between the 12th and the 17th of Rabi al-Awwal as Hafte Wahdat, meaning the week of unity amongst Muslims. Muslims all over the world are urged to get together and celebrate Eid al-Milad al-Nabi, the birth of Hazrat Muhammad, peace be upon him, for the whole week. However, Shias usually celebrate the 17th. Hazrat Muhammad, peace be upon him, was born, and his blessed birth gave rise to numerous and wonderful incidents in the sky and on the earth, especially in the East, the cradle of civilization. This week we would like to introduce an Islamic site to you, so stay tuned.
Islamic Center Hamburg is already known by most of Muslims who live in Europe. Muslim groups of different nationalities get together for regular meetings, prayers, lectures, seminars, readings, Islamic festivals, and funerals, and etc. For interested people, there is always opportunity to learn Arabic. There are experienced theologians dedicated to help people who have psychological or family problems, as well as those who have been newly converted to Islam. The Islamic Center is regularly visited by schools, church communities, and other interested groups from Hamburg and nearby towns. Lots of organizations, lectures, and discussions have been held to get rid of prejudices about Islam and to develop a better understanding of Islam.
The Islamic Academy was established in 1999, organizing various seminars, dialogue amongst followers of Abrahamic religions, and holding conferences on the assembly of religions and classes on introducing Islam to Muslims and non-Muslims are amongst the main assignments of the Academy. Results of participating in religious, scholarly, and academic circles to convey the authentic message of Islam are published in the cultural section of a quarterly research magazine titled Al-Fajr, which has been published since 1982. And meanwhile, there is another magazine for children and young adults called Kinder, which has been regularly published in tandem with Al-Fajr. Planning for classes, camps and study groups and helping other mosques in their cultural activities are amongst extra tasks of the young adults section. In the women's section, holding seminars, making friendship groups, study groups, classes and camps for women and also helping other mosques in their cultural activities are amongst the main tasks in the women's section. It's also the only mosque which is open to the public during the day. Muslims and non-Muslims can pray there or visit their premises. This mosque has also proposed the initiative for Open Day Mosque on October the 3rd to mark the Germany reunification. On this day, like other days, visitors can become familiar with Islam and they can also become aware of activities at the center and they can visit different sections of the place. In the end, this center is proud to be the first and foremost Shia Islamic center in Europe to make proximity and unity amongst followers of Abrahamic religions and get the message of Islam as the last and everlasting divine religion across to the European citizens. Amongst the main objectives of this center is to introduce Islam to those who are seeking the truth. This center, by opposing extremist views, has promoted moderate spirituality coupled with freedom and knowledge, coupled with rationality and moderation in religious concepts. Providing to questions by this center, which is known as a well-established religion in the world, is amongst other activities of the center.
The son of the existence of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam arose from the lap of his mother, Farwa, on the 17th of Rabiul Awal, 83rd year of Hijrah, in the city of Medina. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam has the same birthday as that of our holy prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The whole of life of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, like the other imams, was enlightened with lessons of the real and true Islam. He himself was considered to be the example and specimen of the Islamic ethic, moral, and conduct. You cannot find a father and son among all the people of all the tribes who may resemble each other, from all the angles of ideas, thoughts, character, and conduct. About the ethical value and virtue of Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, it is sufficient that out of 4,000 of his students, even a single one did not object or criticize upon the moral character and conduct of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, and did not find a weak point in him.
وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله دا Oh, the white moon rose over us from the valley of Wada And we owe it to show gratefulness where the call is to Allah
Allah
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the program till this time. Now stay tuned for our artistic report. Let's go see it together.
We are at the Iranian National Museum. You are witnessing the Islamic Era Museum, in which a special exhibition is being held entitled Golden Iranian Earthenware. Generally, more than 100 works are on display. In this collection, there are 20 works of historical Iranian earthenware and 80 works of Iranian and Japanese crockery put on display for the visitors. In this section, we can see 20 special artworks of the Iranian history. These works include golden Iranian earthenware. The attributes of the golden Iranian earthenware are such that each of the earthenware has two stages of being baked. In the first stage, there is a background glaze, which is usually white or off-white, and is usually used as the initial glaze. In the second stage, after the crockery is taken out of the furnace, it undergoes another stage of painting with a special glaze, which is known as golden glaze. In fact, after applying the golden glaze and putting it into the furnace, some thin and subtle layers of metal attaches the earthenware, which in turn gains a special look after cooling down. The second glaze, which is known as golden glaze, is metallic and glowing. The components of the earthenware include metal oxides such as copper, silver, and iron, in which the thin layer of metal is placed on the body of the crockery and makes it glow. The Iranian golden earthenware vessels are divided into three categories. There are the so-called initial vessels belonging to the first era, dating back to the 3rd and 4th centuries after Hijra. They have been mostly made in the northern Khorasan and central Khorasan regions, as well as the cities of Gorgan and Neshabur, and the region of Khuzestan, and the ancient site of Susa, and some samples of these are discovered in these regions. The second era is the Middle Era, which coincides with the 7th and 8th centuries after Hijra, which demonstrates the climax of the art of golden earthenware in Iran, which specifically belongs to the city of Kashan and exported to other cities. Some samples were made from the Kashan style of making crockery. In the second period, which covers the 10th and 13th centuries after Hijra, and some samples are discovered in the regions of northern Khorasan, Gorgan, Azerbaijan, and Ardabil.
Around the world, Muslims are celebrating the Mawlid, the celebration of the birth of Prophet Muhammad. For many Muslims, this is a long-standing historical and cultural event, which they see as an expression of their joy and love for the Prophet, who taught them what it means to be Muslim. In many parts of the world, people celebrate this joyous event with gathering up and chanting and singing happy songs about the Prophet in mosques and majlises, participating in street carnivals, eating sweets, distributing food to the poor. This day is doubly special for Shias because it is the Imam Sadiq's birthday, so the joyous event is doubled. We'll be right back.
Ammar was a follower of the Holy Prophet of Islam and one of the companions of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, whose role was to reveal the truth to others who were in doubt. In the wars in the early days of Islam, whenever the followers of the Holy Prophet and Imam Ali, peace be upon them, came up with questions, Ammar was the one who would answer these questions and reveal the truth to them. The Ammar Popular Film Festival has taken up a similar role and has modeled itself on Ammar, and it is pursuing a similar mission. In addition to the domestic section of this film festival, in which 1,500 films have participated this year, in the international section of the 4th Ammar Popular Film Festival, 700 films from 60 countries have taken part this year. In the international section, our aim is to showcase the what are generally referred to as alternative movies in Iran to an international audience. In this round, we started off with 2,200 films, and in addition to the Palestine movie theater, there are 2,000 movie theaters across the length and breadth of Iran which have been chosen to screen these movies. In this film festival, we also want to take a step forward. We want to make a positive contribution, and we want to support revolutionary movies. This festival has also screened popular movies. We send movies, which are homemade movies, produced by ordinary people to different places like mosques, schools, universities, and basically wherever it is possible to screen a movie, we send these movies. And in this festival, besides domestic movies or Iranian movies, we also planning to screen foreign movies so that those who are keen on watching foreign films can do so.
Well, we've come to that part of the program, which I think I say it in every program, that it is one of my favorites. It is the part where we read emails from our lovely viewers. The first email we've received is from Seema, who emailed saying, thanks for the program about frugality. It's no problem. I'm happy that you enjoyed it. We have another email about the program of frugality from Mehdad, who emailed saying that I'm so glad that in the program about frugality, you highlighted that it is not the same as cheapness and that cheapness is wrong in Islam. Well, I'm really happy that you caught that. That was a really important part that I inserted into the program, and I hope that a lot of viewers would see that and know that there is a difference. So I'm very happy that you caught that. Our third email is from Shervin, who emailed suggesting that one of the topics of our program be about various pets and why they are okay or not okay to keep them in Islam. That's a very interesting topic, something that I didn't think of myself. We'll look into that and we'll see if we can do that. And our last email is from Nushin, who emailed saying, thank you for the topics of one of the previous shows that was about trustworthiness. I just watched it online and I was so happy to see it because it's a shame that many Muslims have seemed to forgotten how important it is to be trustworthy and Amin. Well, I'm really happy that you enjoyed the program, and I really hope that we're all just being reminded from these programs about the virtues of Islam and how we should act according to Islam and humanity in general. So I'm happy that you guys enjoyed these shows, and I'm really happy that we received these emails from you guys suggesting things, giving comments, anything regarding the show. It only helps us make us better. So thank you so much, and don't forget to email us again. Thank you. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed the program. Till next week, take care and God bless.